National headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330
FM 106.3.
And welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, September 12th, and we were going to be speaking this morning about the Carroll County Community Theater's production of Harvey, which actually opens next week, September 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. Of course, tickets for that show are available at carrolltonarts.com. Pivot a bit. Our regularly scheduled guest has been moved to make room for a very special guest this morning. I am very excited to be able to welcome the preeminent psychiatrist and dear friend of mine, Dr. William R. Chumley. A graduate of Harvard, Johns Hopkins, and the University of Akron, Dr. Chumley is a psychiatrist with a national reputation. In fact, whenever people have mental breakdowns, they at once think of Dr. Chumley. He's the author of over 40 books on the subject of mental health, including Sometimes You Feel Like a Nut, It's Never Just a Cigar, and his most recent book, asking and answering the provocative question, Did You See That? One of the great questions of our time. Welcome, Dr. Chumley. How is every little old thing?
Fair. Thank you, Mr. Engel. Fair.
Well, it's such an honor to have you on the program today. Let's jump right into it. Could you tell us a bit about your facility, world-renowned facility, Chumley's Rest Sanitarium?
Yes, Josh. It's a little ways away from here. It's in the woods of Heard County. Mm. It's a relatively small facility. We wouldn't call it a hospital, although some would. It allows us to control the environment for serious psychiatric cases, and we take the rest is an important factor there, but also care. We need to have the patients feel that we care about them so that they can recover, so that they can find their way back to a relationship with reality.
Absolutely. I know that your techniques and tactics are pretty infamous. Your treatments, they're well renowned, but apparently very effective with individuals with split personality disorders, multiple personality disorders, and whatnot. Is that something that you've come across a lot?
Oh, of course. Of course. It's actually standard fare in psychiatry. But everyone is different, and that's really the challenge. We need to design a treatment plan for each one, and sometimes they don't flow the way that you would think they would. You talk with the person, you go into what their world is, what the world in their own head is, and then you have to find a way to bring it back, to bring them a relationship with what everybody else sees as reality.
Reality, that's an interesting word. It's a very interesting word. So I would like to ask you a very big question, but I believe that we need to go ahead and take our first commercial break. Now, when we come back, I'm going to ask our distinguished guest, Dr. Chumley, about his most interesting case that he has personally managed at Chumley's Rest Sanitarium. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break and come back with a lot more Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
we're back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, September 12th, and if you're just tuning in, we're very, very pleased to have preeminent psychiatrist and dear friend of mine, Dr. William R. Chumley, on the show today. We were going to be talking about Harvey, the play opening up at the Carrollton Center for the Arts, brought to you by the Carroll County Community Theater, which opens on the 20th, September 20th, and will continue on to the 21st and 22nd. But, I mean, we can't miss an opportunity to talk to the very, very distinguished Dr. Chumley. Dr. Chumley, let's jump right back into it. Could you tell me a bit about your most interesting case that you have personally worked on?
Yes. Well, I believe that would be a case that involved really apparitions, involved seeing things that weren't there. I have to respect the privacy of the family,
the privacy of the individual, of course.
But this has been written about because it is such an interesting case. Now, frequently, we have patients out at Chumley's Rest that see animals, other people see, you know, unusual things. Well, not unusual, but they see normal things that aren't there, which is what's unusual about them. But this case was a very large man-sized white rabbit that only he could see.
Man-sized, over 6 feet tall.
6 foot, 3.5, I believe. And the rabbit, knew what things were going to happen in the future, and he would tell the patient, and the patient would share that with his family, and he really had them running around in circles because he was otherwise functioning. He was a very gentle young man, and but he would tell them things that they couldn't believe, and that the things would happen. And when we brought him in, we actually had difficulty coming to a choice for a treatment for him, because he wasn't destructive. We didn't want to ruin him. We didn't want to make him harmful or harmful to himself particularly. So, anyway, he had talked about this animal with such, this big rabbit, with such a vivid descriptions that his relatives even began to see the same thing that he did. And, you know, honestly, we felt he might lead the whole family down the path with him.
A
6 foot tall rabbit.
What was the rabbit's name?
The rabbit's name was Harvey.
Wait. This sounds very familiar. Ladies and gentlemen at home, if you're just catching on here, we actually are very, very pleased to have the cast of Harvey, the Carroll County Community Theater's production, which is opening on September 20th. And we're very, very pleased that one of the stars of the show, Douglas Palamountain, would be willing to come on the program as his character, Dr. Chumley. Exquisite work, by the way. We're so glad to have you in the show. Hopefully we hooked you at home. And we have with us today Greg Dishman, who is playing the character of Elwood P. Dowd, the character who is plagued by this massive 6 foot tall rabbit, a puka, which is a fairy spirit in animal form. And we also are joined by the director of the production, Dwayne Soule, and of course, Douglas Palamountain, who has been joining us thus far, playing the character of Dr. Chumley. I'd love, Douglas, since you have been kind enough to join us thus far, tell us a bit about yourself, the real you, and a bit about your character.
I'm a somewhat experienced amateur actor, and I've been in the community here. You can probably tell I come from somewhere else. And I've been in the community here for 20 years, a little more than 20 years. And I had done theater a long time ago, quite a few musicals mostly. And then when I got here, I wasn't doing it. I feel like I'm trying to do Chumley. Anyway, several years ago, 2018, I decided to return to the stage, and as it happens, I returned to the stage in a community theater play called In-Laws, Outlaws, and Other People That Should Be Shot. And
I remember that title. Show, directed by Dwayne Soule.
That's the thing. It's directed by Dwayne Soule, and also, Josh, as you recall, you were in it.
I very much was. I was the heel.
Yes.
I was the criminal. What a fun time we had on that production.
Yeah, with a similar accent to what you're using in this play. You are in the play with us.
I only got three accents, so I got to pick one of those.
Yeah.
Douglas, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, and of course to be on stage with you again, because I will be playing the orderly Dwayne Wilson at the sanitarium alongside Douglas Palamountain. Let's throw it over to Greg Dishman. Greg, you have also been on the stage before, but I don't believe you've had a lot of experience prior to this production. Tell us a bit about you and a bit about your experience thus far playing Elwood P. Dowd.
Sure, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. I graduated from Bowdoin in high school in 93, and I did a lot of theater in high school, and I did the community teen theater when I was younger. So I was in several productions back in the day. And just now getting back into it, I was in It's a Wonderful Life, and it's in 9 to 5, and I've been in the Nutcracker a couple of times. So I've been enjoying being back on stage, and this character and this play is just amazing. And I couldn't have picked a character couldn't have picked me any better than what it did.
I mean, having the chance to get to know you in person, you are a perfect fit for Elwood. Very gentle, loving, friendly. You don't meet a stranger. And thus far, your working out this character has been just a joy to watch.
Well, thank you. I take that as a compliment, Josh. I really appreciate that.
So you're looking forward to the production. It opens next week. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you're looking forward to about finally bringing the show to the community?
Well, I think this is an important show. It's one thing, it's a comedy in three acts. And so you're going to have a lot of fun watching this show. It's going to be take you back in time to the 1940s. And so there's going to be some things that you may not understand.
It's been dated.
Yeah, it's been dated. But it's going to be an incredible show with incredible talent. And that's what I'm looking forward to the people seeing. It's just the talent that's in our community that can put on a show like this. It's really good. It's going to be a really good time.
Awesome. Well, let's throw it over to the most crazy of all the people here in the studio with us, Dwayne Soule, the director of Harvey, which opens next week, September 20th, at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. Tickets are available at carrolltonarts.com. Dwayne, quick question. Who do you think you are? What gives you the right? No, Dwayne, tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about Harvey.
Well, Harvey is a great opportunity for me. I put this on our docket. I've been on the board of directors for the theater, community theater, for a long time. And I have put this on as a suggested play probably for about 2.5 years now. And I guess we ran out of other... No, it finally came up and people voted on it and here we are. And the last time it was done here was in, I think, 1983. So most of the folks that will be in the audience will probably not remember it. There was a very young John Stevens, who is also on our board, and he was playing Dr. Sanderson back then.
No way.
Yes.
How has he not mentioned that yet?
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, well, a lot of things crazy about this play. But I'm really enjoying this cast. We've got some really deep talent. We've got some new people too, which is always fun, because it's great to see them develop over the course of the 12 weeks that we practice. You know, and that's the other thing. I'd like to encourage people to appreciate the depth of commitment that these actors put forth. I mean, they're volunteers, and you know we're putting on a show, but at least three nights a week, these folks have given up their time to come out, probably for about 2.5 to 3 hours on those three nights, to rehearse their lines, to learn their lines, to learn their blocking, to understand the depth of the characters, to kind of create their characters. I've been watching this gentleman over here, Greg Dishman. I have a hard time telling him apart now from from Elwood Dowd, because he's doing it so well. He's really fallen into the character, as well as Douglas. I mean, he's the perfect Dr. Chumley.
I always assumed he was a psychiatrist.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. He's got that look. He's got that affect, you know, the whole thing.
He's a great guy to vent to.
Yeah. But all the characters, I mean, There's Myrtle Mae Simmons, who is played by Becca Davis. There is Elizabeth Fitzhugh, who is just the wackiest person that we've worked with. I think the second play I was ever in, I was in with Elizabeth. We were Mr. and Mrs. Fezziwig in A Christmas Carol. And she hasn't changed much. She's still crazy.
Her talent is off the charts.
Yeah, and she plays Vita Simmons, Myrtle Mae's mother and sister to Elwood P. Dowd. The plot is very simple. She wants to get him out of the house, get him committed, so that she can take over and have entertainment without interruption.
Yeah, and by interruption,
is the motive for everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We just want to have a good time. I mean, so she wants to have her brother committed, mm-hmm. Be it that he always sees a 6-foot-tall rabbit wearing a suit.
6'3"
6'3" always wearing a suit. And she wants to take what's his, take his fortune and whatnot.
Yes. I think she cares for him, but she cares more for herself and her daughter.
So Dishman mentioned, Greg Dishman, the character who plays the character of Elwood P. Dowd, mentioned earlier, it's a comedy in three acts, but it is very heartwarming. Could you tell us a bit about that and what folks at home could look forward to come out and see the show? It's family. I'm really good for the whole family.
It is family friendly. There are a few things that would probably go over the younger people's heads, but nothing untoward. It is a very endearing play, very, very warm. It's about love and acceptance. And as it says in the radio commercial, it puts the fun in dysfunction. So we hope you all come out to see it. The other thing I wanted to mention is the hard work behind the scenes. You'll see two very different sets during the play. That was no easy task. In fact, we're still working on it. But hours and hours of preparation, building, painting, designing, the whole thing is an incredible opportunity. But it's also a lot of hard work. In fact, our dear friend John Stevens literally sacrificed a couple of fingers for the project. He unfortunately had a run-in with a table saw, and he recovered nicely. And I'll tell you what, he's a trooper.
He's been working harder than anyone on
the set. Really
it's
has.
Like
he really
despite
has.
His injury, he's been going. He sacrificed for his art. And he's just still working away on that set, probably as we speak right now.
And we've had a couple of COVID cases. We have one of our cast members has a case of laryngitis, which has been going on for now about 2 weeks. So we're hoping she'll get her voice back in full before it happens. And it's just been an incredible process.
There's a shot for that she hasn't tried yet.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not 977. It's dipomedrol, probably. It's basically steroids.
See, this is what I'm saying. I trust you. I trust your medical insight.
Well, I'm singing the chorus, and from time to time I've had solos. And there's one time within about 3 days of our performances, I had what Becca has right now. And one of our knowing nurses from the chorus came over to me and said, you have to go. It's a steroid shot. And it just helped clear out my voice, whatever else it was doing. So that may be something that Becca will have to resort to.
Yeah, Becca might want to consider running to the urgent care. She might want to get one of these shots to get taken care of.
It's not a magic shot, but I mean, it's a standard treatment for a whole lot of things.
While we're chatting with you, Douglas, tell us about something about this experience that has stood out for you in this particular production of Harvey.
You know, the experience I've had since I've been doing theater here, and it's true from way back when you do this kind of work with people, particularly, you know, you're engaging your emotions, you're working with people, and most of the time in my life I'm kind of a lone wolf, but you know, when I get in here I have to interact with people, and it always seems to create a family. You and Dwayne. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I play a character named Dwayne.
I've been accidentally calling Josh Dwayne. when talking about him, and it turns out his character's name is Dwayne as well, but that's only a coincidence. I am actually mixing him up with our esteemed director.
We're both pretty portly, so
anyway,
it's understandable.
You know, I've done quite a few plays in the last year, which is not something I planned, but I have, you know, become part of four different families now, mm-hmm. and that's how I feel about it. I was involved in the production of Cinderella. It was a college production, so I was 2.5 times older than anybody in the cast. And when we got done with it, we had a post-mortem or whatever. We had a meeting after it. And when I went to express my gratitude for how they treated me, I just couldn't get through it. I was just blubbering by the time I was done. But every time I see any one of them, they're all over me in a very lovely way. So
an experience like that, experience like this cultivates memories like this and feelings.
And just one last thing, I've worked with about 75% of the people in this I've worked with in one production or another, which is amazing to me. And yet there's still new talent, still people I haven't seen.
And they're really stepping up.
They really are.
That's fantastic. Let's go ahead and throw it back over to Greg Dishman, playing the character of Elwood P. Dowd, the very lovable and gentle man who is, I wouldn't say plagued by this apparition of Harvey.
No, he's not plagued at all. He is his best friend.
We'll talk about that a bit. Tell us a bit about Elwood's relationship with Harvey, because a lot of the characters in the sanitarium, just including Elwood's own family, have trouble accepting or processing the fact that Harvey is not an affliction to Elwood.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. As a matter of fact, Harvey is very fond of Elwood's sister, Vita. But Vita is not very fond of Harvey. And that's rather unfortunate. And that's, you know, I'm going through some of my lines right now. So
yeah.
But it's true. And so, but Harvey and Elwood, they're best friends. Harvey's a pooka. And if you'll hear about what a pooka is more in the show when you come to the show. But no, and Harvey takes his time making up his mind about people. He's choosy, but he has chosen Elwood to be his best friend. And Elwood's just taken with it. And there's nobody's going to tell Elwood that Harvey doesn't exist. Because he sees him. He's there.
And he has direct influences on his life. What kind of influence has Harvey had on the character of Elwood P. Dowd within the context of the show?
I think he's to me, if you're going to get the psychology of it, I think he's a comfort for him. You know, you hear a part of where Elwood's mother passed away, and then soon after, Harvey finds Elwood. I say Harvey finds Elwood because Elwood was walking along the street early one evening, and there on this lamppost leaned up against was a 6'3" rabbit. So, Elwood at that time, I think he needed a best friend, and he found one. And they go to bars, they have a drink or two, they play the jukebox. It's really a bonding thing for them.
Really helps Elwood bring Elwood out of his shell, right? Always having a good time. And he seems to be like a great wingman.
Never meets anybody that can't be a friend. He can never have too many friends.
There, despite visiting all the bars and whatnot, you don't get the sense that Elwood is an alcoholic. It's not that brought Harvey on. It's something sweeter, actually, I think.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way I get with it. And, you know, anybody with a best friend that's a real best friend can attest to how, you know, sometimes you need that person in your life. And that's what Harvey is for Elwood, that best friend that's helping him, guide him through just being oh so pleasant.
Well, the time is 8:54. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation about the Carroll County Community Theater's production of Harvey, opening next week on September 20th and running the 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. Tickets are available now at carrolltonarts.com. When we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with director Dwayne Soule, Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. If you're just joining us right now, we've had an excellent time hanging out with the cast of the Carroll County Community Theater's production of Harvey, which opens next Friday, September 20th. The show is at 8 p.m., I believe. Is that correct, Dwayne?
That's a good question. I think it's 7:30.
7:30.
I'm not sure.
Tickets are available at carrolltonarts.com. You want to go ahead and get there at 7 just to make sure you get a good seat.
Yeah, and if you come Friday, we have an opening night reception, and there's some lovely snacks and drinks.
I believe courtesy of Heaven in Your Home.
Heaven in Your Home and the Crafty Rabbit Meadery.
The Crafty Rabbit Meadery. You couldn't pick a better partnership. Yeah, you couldn't pick a better partnership for the opening night gala for the Community Theater's production of Harvey. Dwayne, we only have about 3 minutes left. If you could tell us a bit more about this production and leave listeners at home with some more information.
Sure. It is a three-act play. It was a Pulitzer Prize winner. It's been done several times on film. Probably the most popular starred Jimmy Stewart, which was the first time I was exposed to Harvey. And I'll tell you what, we do it justice. These characters, they're not who they are anymore. They're all the characters. You know, I've known most of them, but there are some new ones. And I probably don't have time to go down the list. It's a short list. There's 12 people in the play, and if I miss you, it's my fault, because you know I've been up since 4. Jim McIntyre, Georgia Carter, Larry Blackwell, Kate Lord, James Schrader, Amanda Camp, Catherine Henry, Becca Davis, Douglas Palamountain, of course, and Dishman, as we call him. and then my close friend and goon.
I've been your goon for many years now.
Josh Engel, and he plays a goon in this play, sort of.
I always sort of get typecast as the goon, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I've had an excellent staff as well. It's produced by Emily Hall. Our stage manager is Ava Danowski, and then my assistant director, her first time directing or assisting, Robin Hyman. So thanks to all who have been involved, who have given up many hours to do this. Like you say, tickets are available at carrolltonarts.com. You can also buy tickets at the box office. And how much time we got?
I think we about just about a minute left, and we did get confirmation. The show is at 7:30.
7:30. So 7:30 Friday, 7:30 Saturday, and then a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. So we hope to see you there. And honestly, if you don't come and see this, you're crazy.
There it is. The Carroll County Community Theater's production of Harvey. Get your tickets now, carrolltonarts.com, or at the box office at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. You're not going to want to miss this show. Share this the podcast of this episode on your social media. Spread the word. Let your friends know so they can all come and have a great time enjoying the production of Harvey. Douglas, Greg, Dwayne, thank you for joining us on the program today. And to all of you tuning in at home, we'll see you next week at Harvey.